My name is Nick Kleinfeld. I'm the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa. With me is Special Agent in Charge Tom Metz with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're here to announce that we have charged six Chinese citizens with conspiring to steal trade secrets of two American-based corn seed manufacturing companies, DuPont Pioneer and Monsanto, and to take those stolen trade secrets back to China for the economic benefit of Chinese-based corn seed manufacturing companies. This was the culmination of a 2.5-year investigation by the FBI. Of the six individuals, we've been able to arrest one of them so far. His name is Mo Hai Long. He was arrested yesterday in the greater Miami, Florida area, where he lives as a lawful permanent resident of the United States. The other five individuals are Wang Hung Wei, who we believe is a dual citizen of both China and Canada, and he lives in Canada. The other four individuals, all of whom live in China, are Dr. Li Xiaoming, who is the CEO of the Kingsnauer Seed Company, which is a subsidiary of the DBN Group based in Beijing; Wang Li, Yi Jing, and Ling Yang, all three of these individuals also live in China and are also employees of the Kingsnauer Seed Company and the DBN Group. Mo Hai Long, who we have been able to arrest, is also associated with the DBN Group. This investigation began in the summer of 2011 with a tip from Pioneer of suspicious activity by an individual in one of their testing fields. That individual turned out to be Mo Hai Long. Later that summer, Monsanto also discovered suspicious activity in one of their testing fields. The individuals associated with that suspicious activity turned out to be Mo Hai Long, Dr. Li Xiaoming, and Wang Li. The FBI was later able to discover that Mo Hai Long had sent corn samples back to his residence in Florida. And then in February of 2012, Mo Hai Long was back in Iowa to attend a number of events. Those included tours of the Monsanto facilities, tours of the Pioneer facilities, a state dinner for the Vice President of China, and the World Food Prize. Significantly, during this time and at some of these events, Mo Hai Long was using an assumed identity. The FBI subsequently surveilled Mo Hai Long and discovered that he was spending time at a farm in Moni, Illinois. We discovered that that farm had been purchased by the Kingsnauer Seed Company for approximately $600,000. The FBI was also able to conduct surveillance on a trip to the United States by Yi Jing and Ling Yang, wherein they were able to discover that these individuals were not only stealing corn, but they were able to record them making certain confessions about what they were doing, why they were doing it, and at whose direction they were doing it. Late in September 2012, Dr. Li, Yi Jing, Wang Hongwei, along with Mo Hai Long, were discovered to be trying to take corn seed back out of the United States to China. Specifically, Dr. Li and Yi Jing were stopped at the Chicago O'Hare Airport on their way to China, and Wang Hongwei was stopped at the Canadian border. In all three instances, federal authorities seized the corn, and later testing revealed that in all three instances, inbred seed was contained within the corn that was attempted to get out of the United States. The inbred seed line is important. It's important because it's the inbred seed line that comprises the intellectual property of these seed manufacturing companies. The seed manufacturing companies take measures to protect it in their test fields, such as not identifying what is in their test fields or necessarily where their test fields are. They also protect it because the inbred seed line, a very, very small percentage of it is found in bags of hybrid corn, and farmers are made to enter into certain contractual arrangements limiting their use of that corn. The estimated loss of a potential loss to of an inbred seed line would be 5 to 8 years of research time and a minimum of $30 to $40 million. Mohei Long will be prosecuted here in Des Moines, Iowa, and he will face an Iowa jury in trial. I also want to emphasize that all of these defendants are innocent until proven guilty, and these charges are mere accusations at this point. With that, I'll give you Special Agent in Charge, Tom Metz.
Good morning. My name is Tom Metz. I'm a Special Agent in Charge of the FBI in Omaha. I'm going to read a brief statement and open it up for questions. As today's investigation demonstrates, the FBI is committed to uncovering and arresting those individuals who are committing industrial theft against American corporations. Industrial theft places U.S. companies at a huge disadvantage in the global market as it costs American corporations billions upon billions of dollars on a yearly basis. The goal of individuals participating in this scheme was to obtain the benefit of research and development by U.S. companies without making the same investments themselves. Theft of trade secrets then allows them, these companies, to undercut U.S. companies on a global basis, as they oftentimes can sell the products they have stolen on a cheaper basis than the U.S. corporations. As the national security of the United States is tied to the economic well-being, the FBI is determined to continue to uncover these plots in conjunction with the United States Attorney's Office and prosecute those individuals who are guilty of such crimes. The FBI would also like to thank the security staffs at both DuPont, Pioneer, and Monsanto for their cooperation in this matter. Thank you.
Any questions? Do you want to answer that, or do you want me to?
Sure. I'm sorry, could you ask the question again?
What was the suspicious activity the security officers initially saw? What were they doing out in the fields?
There were people out in the fields who were actually digging up corn plants.
Your documents, you're saying you're focusing the investigation on insiders in the company itself. Can you tell us more about that?
We can't really comment on that. At this time, the investigation is ongoing, but right now, because of the applicable rules, we can only talk about what's in the affidavit itself right now.
You anticipate more arrests in this case?
We can't say that at this time.
How well guarded are these plots of corn? Can you speak to that at all?
Well, I can mention a couple of things, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Metz if he has any additional information. But I know that the testing fields are protected by several security measures. Like I said, they are typically not identified, and there's certain arrangements with the growers of those fields that protect them.
Yeah, and obviously when you have huge, miles and miles of those cornfields, tomato plants, whatever, you can't protect, everything. But the companies that we mentioned do have security precautions in place.
Is Iowa especially a target for industrial theft, as you call it, because we are such an agricultural state? Do you view Iowa as a specific target?
Well, Iowa, as you mentioned, because of the agriculture, obviously as the world's population continues to increase, places like Iowa, Nebraska are becoming increasing populations as the world's population continues to increase, and obviously the need for food increases as well.
Can you be more specific where in Iowa and Illinois this activity took place?
Well, the activity in Illinois was Moni, Illinois. In Iowa, it was the greater Des Moines area. San Francisco?
I think in San Francisco around 2 years ago, I think there was a similar case.
mentioned that you're still trying to determine who directed the people who are charged. Can you speak further to that? Who was urging them to go and take these plants?
Well, we've alleged in the complaint and affidavit that Dr. Li Xiaoming is the CEO of the Kingsnauer Seed Company. And in, I believe it's pages 13 through 15 of the affidavit, Lin Yang and Yi Jing make certain comments about being here at the direction of Dr. Li.
Was somebody urging him to do this, or do you think he was the top dog?
We can't comment on that at this time.
Can you comment on whether you think there's official knowledge of this practice going on?
That's something we haven't alleged in the charges at this time, and that we can't really comment right now.
Can you comment on the nature of why the person you arrested attended the World Food Prize and the visit by the Chinese vice president? And was there any attempt by that person at that meeting to make contact with anybody from China?
I don't believe we have any evidence of that at this time.
No, we're not aware of any evidence of that.
Any reason then why he would come under an assumed name?
I know we haven't mentioned anything in the affidavit, so we couldn't comment on that right now.
But you have more knowledge. I mean, you do know more, but you just can't say because it's still investigating? Or you're still investigating.
Well, I don't want to infer any connection there.
The fact that there haven't been more arrests, is that because other people were outside of the country and the likelihood of being able to arrest them is difficult?
That does pose a difficulty. Like I said, we've only been able to arrest the one out of the six who does live here in the United States. The other individuals were here somewhat infrequently, and this has been a long-term ongoing investigation.
So what happens to them? Are there arrest warrants issued for them?
We're pursuing those options. As you know, we don't have an extradition treaty with China, so there's no process to extradite somebody from China. Four of our defendants do live in China. But there are other consequences in terms of if those individuals were to travel here that we could possibly pursue.
Is there an extradition treaty with Canada?
There is. We're looking into that.
Is something like this being notified to the State Department? I mean, is there anything further in government relations between our country and their country? Or is this just simply, you think, a company, CEO, some of these people? I mean, does it go beyond just this prosecution as far as the government's relations?
Do you want to comment on that, or do you want me to?
I'll let you.
We're conferring with all the relevant agencies. But that's all we can say at this point.
Do you view this as an isolated incident, or anecdotally, there's always talk of intellectual theft going on in the international theater? Is this a symptom of a wide-scale problem?
Sure. Unfortunately, it probably is not an isolated incident, as we have the number one economy in the world. We have the best technology in the world. Both friends and foes alike, corporations are always looking to possibly garner some of our trade secrets.